Kander, I recommend we head back to camp, Boris said. There's fewer trees, better line of sight. We'll stand a better chance. The pirate thought for a moment, then nodded. Before he could speak, the bushes exploded behind them. They turned, seeing a maze of black claws swinging down over Regal. The pirate screamed as his flesh was torn. The creature stood upright, its brown tail thrashing back and forth as though propelling it into him. Its triangular head gaped open in a lightning-fast motion, bearing triangular teeth which closed down over his neck. Three-fingered claws drove between his ribs. Then as fast as it appeared, it turned back and disappeared into the forest with Regal in tow. Boris and Kander discharged their weapons, trying to aim in the path of whatever that was. Their projectiles shredded bark and leaves. The two pirates ceased fire, then looked at each other, both wondering if they had hit the strange beast.
Let's go after it, Kander said.
What the hell was it?
Boris shouted. I don't know, but it's got Regal.
Kander loaded a fresh magazine and darted in the direction the creature went. He heard leaves exploding behind him in an ear-piercing shriek. He turned around in time to see the blur of leathery brown flesh and black claws descending on Boris. It had jumped him from behind and drove him face first into the dirt. The creature was 11 feet from the tip of its nose to that of its tail. Its reptilian jaws contained over 40 inch and a half long teeth. On each foot was an 8-inch crescent-shaped claw. Razor sharp, one of them punctured Boris's back directly between the shoulder blades. He let out a scream, flailing his arms and legs. Kander had a split second to react. Though the creature had its claw buried in his comrade, its yellow eyes were on him. He already had an idea of how fast it was. By the time he could position his weapon, it would already be on top of him. Best option was to run and hope it would be too preoccupied to give chase. Kander broke into the fastest sprint he had ever run. In seconds, he put over 100 yards between him and the creature. Judging by the agonizing screams of the man he abandoned, the creature had chosen to remain. Kander forced it from his mind and kept moving. He stumbled twice over the rough terrain, both times barely managing to regain his footing. There were footsteps moving alongside him, heavy ones, getting nearer and nearer. In his peripheral vision was a blur of motion. Kander yelled and turned to the left, spraying bullets wildly. The thing had already darted away and disappeared into the trees. Kander didn't stop. He swung the muzzle back and forth, sending bullets soaring through the forest until finally, the rapid cracks were replaced by silence. He squeezed the trigger again and again, hearing the dull clicks of an empty firearm. After several attempts, his senses returned to him, and he ejected the empty mag and reached for a new one. The empty mag bounced off the ground and settled in a pool of sunlight. Kander pressed a fresh one into his rifle. Suddenly, he noticed that the sunlight had disappeared, overtaken by a large, angular shadow. He could feel hot breath against his neck, and he heard the crinkling of falling leaves as it crouched slightly, ready to spring. Frozen with tension, he turned his head slightly and looked back. It was right there, staring at him with yellow eyes. Hot breath escaped its slightly agape jaws. Its arms were coiled back against its chest, ready to lash out. It held this pose for what seemed like an eternity. It was like it wanted its prey to know what was coming. Kander's breathing quickened and his heart thumped so hard it felt as though it would burst through his chest. The tension released with a mad scream and the pirate spun on his heel. A high energy force struck. All of a sudden, he was on the ground, his weapon flinging behind a wall of brush behind him. All he saw next was a blur of motion. Black dagger sank into his chest and pulled his torso apart like tissue paper. Jaws clamped down on his arm, then shook, slicing skin and muscle and snapping the bone. The claws pulled further, then raked down, snapping several ribs and exposing his lungs. Another pair of teeth found his leg. More claws entered his stomach, ripping the entrails free. Meat came out in bloody strands. The forest had come alive with these reptilians, who gathered around the fresh kill and bit at anything they could sink their teeth into. Many focused on his belly while others tugged on his legs and arms. They stripped his flesh like a school of piranhas. Before the sweet release of death, Kander felt tension on all four limbs at once. Like a medieval prisoner being drawn and quartered, his body split into pieces. After a few minutes, the creature scattered, leaving nothing but bone lying in blood-soaked dirt.